Welcome to the VK7 Amateur Radio News for the 12th day of July 2026, your gateway to what's happening across the airwaves in Tasmania and beyond. Coming to you from the Tasmanian Amateur Radio News Desk this week is Peter, VK7PD, with the latest updates, stories and insights from our amateur radio community. We're broadcasting far and wide thanks to our dedicated team, DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91C via the digital group, MF and HF relays 1.860 MHz by Graham, VK7 Golf Sierra, 3.670 MHz by Ross, VK7 Alpha Lima Hotel, 7.140 MHz Gary, VK7 Juliet Golf Delta, 14.130 MHz Justin, VK7 Tango Whiskey, 28.525 MHz Dale, VK7 Delta Golf. And locally in Hobart on UHF CB Channel 24, VK7 FMAC and HF CB 24 with Luke, no call sign. Missed it live? Catch the replay Tuesday 8 p.m. on repeaters, VK7 RAA North, VK7 RHT and on UHF CB 24, HF CB 24 South. Stay tuned and enjoy the news. EMR Microwave Update. Richard, VK7ZBX, here again with regular reports on all things EME and microwave, with the latest about 10 GHz moon beacon at DL0SHF in Germany. Pear, DK7LJ, reports that the beacon is back in operation at normal power as the air temperature has dropped a little in Germany. The team there has been busy with a project where they are working on a very low noise device in one of the many dishes that has priority over many other tasks. This device has a noise figure better than 20 Kelvin, which is very low noise. Works on repairs to the moon beacon cooling system will begin once these works are complete. The beacon transmits on 10,368.24 MHz. For Doppler control, you need to set WSJTX to use the DX grid of J054CG. On the even minute, it transmits Q6560 sub-mode E for echo, and on the odd minute, it transmits two rounds of CW. The amateur community is very appreciative of the efforts to keep this beacon operational, and Pear and the team are always happy to receive reception reports of the beacon, and don't forget to outline your receiving equipment. And please report, even if you are usually able to hear it, and it seems absent or showing issues, please let Pear and the team know. See you on the moon. 73 Richard, VK7ZBX. Tassie Ham Econ Radio Conference. Bookings are open. The countdown is on for the Tassie Ham Econ 2026 and bookings are officially open. This year's theme, Hack the Ether, Education, Ingenuity, Connection, captures the spirit of amateur radio at its best, where experimentation, innovation, and lifelong learning come together. Humans have spent more than a century finding increasingly creative ways to throw signals through the air. This conference celebrates the tradition while looking firmly towards the future. Join amateurs, makers, educators, communicators, and technical explorers from across Australia and the world for a fully catered weekend. The conference program is built around four major streams: Hack the Mind, exploring education and learning future; Hack the System, showcasing ingenuity and experimentation; Hack the Culture, focusing on community engagement and connection; and Hack the Future, examining leadership, purpose, and where amateur radio goes next. Tassie Ham Econ 2026 takes place on Saturday 7 and Sunday 8 November 2026 at the iconic Sir Stanley Burbury Theatre on the UTAS Sandy Bay campus. Pre-conference and post-conference activities have also been planned, making it a full weekend of radio learning and networking. The preliminary program is now available and registrations are open via the conference website. 73 from the conference organizing group. WWFF SOTA, POTA, LOTA and IOTA weekly wrap-up. The exploits of Neil the Seal didn't stop our VK7 activators from heading out to summits and parks this week. Stuart, VK7FADZ, didn't let the snow and cold winter conditions keep him indoors, instead making the trek to Mount Field East for a SOTA activation. Once on the summit, Stewart logged 8 contacts on 40 metres SSB. His efforts earned him 13 SOTA points, including the 3-point winter bonus awarded for activating the summit during the winter bonus period. Stewart is now preparing for his next adventure, setting off on the overland track with his radio on 18th July. If you're on the bands, keep an ear out for Stewart's CQ calls as he makes his way along the track. His plans include activating several SOTA summits, including Barn Bluff, Mount Thetis, Mount Pillinger, and Mount Ossa. If propagation and the weather are on his side, give him a call and help add a few more contacts to his log. Peter VK7ZPE, Rodney VK7HAM, and Al VK7AN headed to the Four Springs Lake Water Management Area near Bishopsburn for their latest activation. Managed as a trophy fishery, Four Springs Lake is regularly stocked with both rainbow and brown trout, making it a popular destination for anglers. The team was active on 40 metres and enjoyed a steady stream of contacts throughout the activation, including DX contacts into France and New Zealand. Hope to catch you on the air. 73 Matt, VK7MAT. Statewide SSTV nights. A quiet net night that saw the following participants, VK7s, AX, ZAB and EV, all sharing over 20 photos. The main themes were local off-road vehicles, a six-wheeler Pinsgauer and an MAN military truck, camper trucks and a land cruiser stuck in shallow water, Tasmanian firewatch towers and amateur repeater sites. And other highlights were the Shrine of Remembrance clock in Ulverston, an Are We There Yet Star Trek mission, the Wye River, so named cause it's bigger than a creek, iconic vintage Dutch chocolate in an embossed gold colour tin, and fields of tulips from the Netherlands. Again, Tony VK7AX interconnected VK7RJG to his SSTV International Gateway and VK7's exchanged photos with PC1K in the Netherlands. Please remember to leave a 30-second break between transmissions to allow the European countries a chance to send photos. Note, Ken VK7KRJ's and Steve VK700's fully automatic 24/7 monitoring sites that allows anyone testing to send a picture and the ability to check their transmissions on these pages almost immediately, anytime both South and North Tasmania. If you missed the net, there are archives of these SSTV nights on Ken's and Steve's websites or on NTARC's website under blogs. 73 from Andre, VK7ZAB. News from the North, SOTA WWFF Parks Group. The Summits of the Air Worldwide Flora and Fauna Parks Group meets twice weekly, Mondays and Fridays, 10:30 a.m. till noon, at the Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. For more information, contact Al on 0417 354 410. 73 Al, VK7AN. You're listening to VK7WI, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. Northern Tasmania Amateur Radio Club Incorporated. Last technical night, Colin VK7ZCF had his latest creation, a dual-band 2-metre, 70-centimetre J-pole type antenna. Not having been overly happy with the result he had obtained with the previous build, he was experimenting with a similar context unit, this time by Ed Fong, WN6IQN. It is described as a roll-up portable antenna and known as the DVJ2. It is substantially made from 300-ohm ribbon cable. In this build, the ribbon section is held within a 20-metre conduit and mounted on a conical base that he had 3D printed. Looking at the rig expert display, he should be happy with the 1.1:1 SWR results. We then moved on to a short 15-minute video that Colin had found online, which was about ferrite cores and how to identify them. This wasn't presented as a laboratory-grade test and measurement work. Rather, it was a practical demonstration aimed at everyday amateurs. The video was produced by Mike Harrison, product manager at Ferrite Products Group. Yes, Ferrite is a clever name for a company that manufactures ferrite components. Mike walked through how you can evaluate ferrite cores using simple, cost-effective tools, an LCR meter, a common multimeter, and a vernier caliper. His focus was on determining both the type and suitability of ferrite materials. He highlighted the two main families of ferrites: nickel-zinc ferrites, low permeability, suited to high operating frequencies; manganese-zinc ferrites, higher permeability, suited to lower operating frequencies. The video covered practical measurements and such as physical dimensions, bulk resistivity, and inductance using a known winding. To minimize measurement error, he used 10 turns through the aperture of each core, reducing the influence of wire-added inductance compared with a single-turn winding. The aim of the presentation was to give viewers confidence in evaluating their own ferrite cores and making an educated guess about the material type they're dealing with. It was a simple, accessible demonstration that offered useful insight for anyone experimenting with ferrites in RF applications. Later, Ian VK7IG, following the line of thinking on ferrite cores and inductors, with an interesting article from Jeff Steinkamp, N7YG. Jeff explores a slightly different angle, but with the same focus on keeping test equipment practical and cost-effective. His article looks at using a vector network analyzer for two-port measurement, along with simple home-built component test jigs to make reliable input connections. A VNA operates by sending a very low power test signal through a circuit or component, then measuring both the amplitude and phase of the reflected and transmitted signals. This approach allows inductors to be measured with far greater precision and, crucially, at the active operating frequencies amateurs intend to use, which are typically much higher than the 100 kHz test frequency found in most everyday LCR meters. It was a great find from Ian and a very accessible introduction for anyone curious about applying VNA techniques to component evaluation. Links are included in the text version of the broadcast. As usual, pictures will be available on the NTARC website under blogs for this broadcast. Upcoming events. CW course, every Wednesday night on 3.58 MHz from 7 to 7.30. Your CW coach for the evening is Nick, VK7 Whiskey Whiskey. On-air tests and technical gathering, Wednesday nights on 3.567 MHz from 7.30pm. Clubroom Technical Night. The next session will be Wednesday the 22nd of July and will commence at the usual time of 6.30pm at the Clubroom, Archer Street, Rochelle. Coffee morning, every Friday morning in the NTARC Clubrooms. Time is from 10am to noon. Finally, if you have any items of news, please email them to the secretary at the following address, which is news@ntarc.net. All items to be received no later than 5pm on the Friday prior to the broadcast. 73 from Stefan, VK7SB, Secretary, NTARC Incorporated. News from the Northwest. Northwest Tasmanian Amateur Radio Club bi-monthly meeting. The next club meeting will be starting at midday with a barbecue, and then meeting will commence at 1.30pm on Saturday 1st August 2026. It will be at our usual venue, the Scout Hall, 73 Alexandra Road, Ulverston. Afternoon tea will also be held. Members are encouraged to bring along items for show and tell, and club rooms are open till 6pm for members to socialise. A small plate of afternoon tea would be appreciated. We have tea, coffee, etc. available for members and guests. Visitors are most welcome to attend. If you have any cold or flu symptoms or are unwell or have been in contact with a confirmed COVID case, then please do not attend the meeting. 73, Eric, VK7EV, News Officer. News from the South. Radio and Electronics Association of Southern Tasmania. August is shaping up to be our 2026 REST build month. REST has our next build project coming together well thanks to Dave VK7CB and Richard VK2ARH. Notification has been sent out to REST members via the Discord members build channel and orders are increasing. REST members, watch the Discord channel for more information. 73 REST Committee. July Forum Night Wrap-Up. Open Mic Night, celebrates amateur radio as the hobby of hobbies. The latest Reist Forum Night took a different approach, with members gathering for an informal open mic session where the only requirement was to share something they were passionate about. The night quickly demonstrated why amateur radio is often described as the hobby of hobbies, with members showcasing an incredible range of projects spanning electronics, computing, home automation, antenna design, artificial intelligence, restoration, astronomy, mesh core networking, and outdoor communications. Presentations ranged from building home servers, media streaming systems, and home assistant automation through to restoring vintage valve radios, experimenting with GNSS, precision positioning, developing Arduino and Raspberry Pi projects, learning Morse code, astrophotography, 3D printing, and constructing antennas for everything from HF to mesh core networks. Members also shared how amateur radio had become the gateway into broader interests, including radio-controlled models, FPV drones, emergency communications, camping four-wheel driving, and citizen science. Artificial intelligence was another major talking point, with several members demonstrating how tools such as ChatGPT, Claude, and Copilot are helping write software, understand unfamiliar technologies, analyze technical data, and accelerate experimentation. While everyone agreed AI is a powerful assistant rather than a replacement for technical knowledge, it is rapidly becoming another valuable tool in amateur radio experimenters' toolkit, provided operators remember to verify its output before relying on it. The evening highlighted one of amateur radio's greatest strengths. It brings together people with widely different interests who all enjoy learning, experimenting, and sharing knowledge. Reist plans to hold more open night forum nights in the future, with members encouraged to suggest topics and vote on future discussion themes through the club's Discord community. If this first session was any indication, there will be no shortage of fascinating projects to share. 73 Justin, VK7TW, with some help from Arthur Inglis. Wednesday Experimenters Group, WEGS. July 15 will be a social night with no program from the DATV studio. See you back in the studio on July 22nd. 73 Reist Committee. Reist Training and Assessment Update. Thinking about getting your amateur radio license or upgrading to the next level? Reist continues to offer regular training and assessment days for all Australian amateur license levels. Standard, advanced and regulations assessment are held on alternate months, with the next session on Saturday 25 July 2026, while the next foundation training and assessment day will be held on Saturday 22 August 2026. If you're planning to attend, please contact the learning organiser, Justin, VK7TW, as soon as possible by emailing reist.assessor@gmail.com. You'll also find the full training schedule on the Reist events page, along with a range of free learning resources, including the popular Foundation License training video series on the Reist YouTube channel. To help build your confidence before assessment day, don't forget to try the Wireless Institute of Australia's online foundation trial exams, with links available in the text edition of this broadcast. Whether you're taking your first step into amateur radio or upgrading your qualifications, the Reist training team is ready to help you succeed. 73 from Justin, VK7TW. Save the date, ADSB support. In September, we have a very special presentation night that will be occurring a little later in the month than normal. On Wednesday, 23rd September, from 7:30 p.m, we will have Mogens Andersen in the club rooms to give us a presentation on the ADSB support service. For those who are in the know, Mogens is the Chief Operating Officer of the ADSB support organisation that is based in Denmark, and they supply ADSB receivers all over the world to amateurs, non-amateurs, and many other areas to receive the ADSB signals from aircraft and feed it into the various aircraft tracking systems around the world. Fun fact, ADSB support is based in a little town in Denmark called Billund, For those LEGO aficionados out there, they will know that the main LEGO factory is based in Billund and the ADSB support organisation is based at the Billund Airport, where most of the LEGO is shipped from. Save the date, September 23rd from 7:30 p.m, 73 Reist Committee. You are listening to VK7WI, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. Technology news, quantum diamonds, the future of ultra-precise magnetic sensors. Scientists at the U.S. National Institute of Standards and Technology, NIST, are developing a remarkable new type of magnetic field sensor that uses tiny imperfections inside diamonds to measure magnetic fields with extraordinary precision. These nitrogen vacancy, or NV, centers are created by replacing a carbon atom in a diamond with a nitrogen atom and leaving a neighboring carbon atom missing. When green laser light and carefully controlled microwaves are applied, the defect glows red in a way that changes according to the strength and direction of the surrounding magnetic field. By measuring these tiny changes, the sensor can then determine magnetic fields with incredible accuracy. Unlike many existing quantum sensors, diamond NV sensors work at room temperature, can operate in harsh environments, measure both the strength and direction of magnetic fields, and require little or no calibration. They can also be made very small, robust, potentially inexpensive, and make them suitable for everything from laboratory instruments to portable field equipment. NIST is now developing improved versions that read the magnetic signal electrically rather than optically, reducing the power consumption while increasing sensitivity. One of the most exciting applications is GPS-independent navigation. Aircraft, drones, and autonomous vehicles could use these sensors to measure subtle variation in the Earth's magnetic field caused by the underlying geology and compares them with detailed magnetic maps to determine their position. Because this technique doesn't rely on satellite signals, it cannot be easily jammed or spoofed, making it an attractive backup navigation system for aviation, defense, and emergency services. Researchers also see application in medicine, biology, electronics, quantum computing, materials science, and even detecting the tiny magnetic fields generated by individual nerve cells. For amateur radio operators, this technology provides a fascinating glimpse into the future of quantum sensing. While not destined to replace a compass anytime soon, diamond-based quantum magnetometers may eventually become compact enough for precision navigation, scientific field work, and advanced instrumentation that can operate anywhere on Earth without relying on external positioning systems. Read the full NEST article, served from the NIST website and summarized by Arthur Inglis. Regular VK7 gatherings and events over the coming months. VK7 regular gatherings. Sewing Circle Net, daily on 3.640 MHz, commencing at 6:30 p.m. AEST. Statewide SSTV Net, held every Thursday night via the North-South link on VK7RAF, VK7RJG, from 7:30 p.m. in the North and Northwest, VK7RJG, on 438.55-7 MHz, and in the south, VK7RAF, 146.650 MHz, -600 kHz. CTCSS tone, 141.3 Hz to link RAF north-south. Plus, VK7AX international SSTV gateway connected to VK7RJG for the duration of the net. Statewide microwave QSO party following the Sunday broadcast callback on 1296.15 MHz, one group in the Greater Hobart area and another in the Greater Launceston area, then north-south digital contacts on 1296.2 MHz using Q6560B, stations in the Launceston area on the odd minute, southern stations on the even minute, Reist 6-metre AM net on 53.1 MHz every day from 4:30 p.m. So to WWFF group, meeting Mondays and Fridays 10:30 to 12 midday at Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. then Tark CW course every Wednesday night on 3.580 megs from 7 to 7.30pm. Your CW coach for the evening is Nick, VK7 Whiskey Whiskey. On air test and technology gathering Wednesday nights on 3.567 megahertz from 7.30pm. NTARC technical night session, Wednesday 22nd July from 6.30pm at the Club Room, Archer Street, Rochelaire. NTARC coffee mornings are held every Friday in the NTARC Club Rooms. Time is from 10am to noon in the Rochelaire Club Rooms. Northwest VK7, Wednesday from 8pm local. Northwest Tassie Amateur Repeater Group on 2 metres, VK7 RMD and All-Star Node 56780, Northwest VK7, Thursday commencing at 8.30pm local. Northwest Tassie 2 metre DX net 144.190 USB. VK7 events. NTARC 15 July Mid-Year Club Get-Together and Meal, Einhorse Bar and Grill, 468 Westbury Road, Prospect Vale, Launceston, from 6pm. NWTARC 1 August bi-monthly meeting and barbecue from midday at the Scout Hall, 73 Alexandra Road, Ulverston. REST 23 September ADSB support presentation from 7.30pm in the Queen's Domain Club Room and streamed. VK 7 to 8 November Tassie Ham Econ Amateur Radio Conference, UTAS, Sandy Bay. A reminder to all those people rostered for next week's broadcast. Newsreader VK7TW. Repeaters REST NTARC and in the Northwest, thanks to NWTARC, WCRG, the NWCRRA, VK7AX, VK7JH, and VK7DC. 160 metres VK7GS, 80 metres VK7DG, 40 metres VK7ALH, 20 metres VK7JGD, 10 metres VK7VKT, UHF CB24 and HF CB24, VK7 FMAC and Luke, DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91C Digital Group. Big thank you to everyone who contributed to and supported this week's broadcast of the VK7 Amateur Radio News. That's it for this week. If you missed a live transmission, remember, you can always catch the rebroadcast Tuesday at 8pm on VK7RAA in the north and VK7RHT and UHF CB24, HF CB24 in the south. Got news stories or updates to share? We'd love to hear from you. Send them to VK7ARNews@gmail.com by Friday 9pm. You can also join the conversation on our VK7 Amateur Radio News Groups.io page. Stay tuned now for callbacks on this frequency, with each relay station using their own call sign. On behalf of the VK7 News team, this is Peter, VK7PD, wishing you good DX and a great week ahead.